The following is a paid program sponsored by CDN Instructional Services. The views expressed on the program are solely those of the sponsor. CFund does not endorse the views expressed or the goods or services promoted on the program. This is Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFund, 1410 AM.
We're back, and this is Candace Newton with Unlocking Secrets for Women here on CFund. We've been talking with Dr. Roy Jackson, a gynecological gynecological cosmetic surgeon, as well as gynecologist at Falls Creek Surgical Center, and Susan Rafter from Falls Creek Surgical Center as well. And we're talking about a very mature content. So again, parents, you know, get your little ones out of the room, but ladies, huddle around the radio because this is really important for you. We're talking about vaginal rejuvenation at laser assisted vaginal rejuvenation that Falls Creek Surgical Center makes available for women. And I guess one of the things we were talking about before the break is the stressing the importance of having a healthy surgical candidate for this procedure. So the woman that wants to have her vaginal area rejuvenated, the diameter reduced so that there's greater sensation involved, has to make sure she has no other complications with bladder or bowel. You can treat, obviously, Dr. Jackson, each person that comes to you is a unique individual in their problems themselves. It would have to be assessed individually. And if it was possible, you would resolve whatever prior issues that they had first before they could then take on this procedure. And recapping, we can do this by epidural, providing that the person is a good candidate for that, or general surgery. It is a daycare procedure. They're out that afternoon. They have to take a little bit of time off work. How much time?
I'd say 7 to 10 days immediately after the surgery.
Right. And if they get that done on a Friday, they can kick off some of those weekend days. That's how my brain works. and then they can't resume intercourse again for 6 weeks, which is similar to a mom that's after she's given childbirth. And then you've got some incredible stories and testimonies about these women, which you say have ranged from ages 30 up through 60, 70, which is phenomenal to me because we put all this push for men. So what do you do when you finally get this husband who's been struggling for many years? And you start putting him on drugs. Well, you haven't been ready for him because there hasn't been a whole lot going on. And now all of a sudden he's ready to go and you're going, whoa, I don't feel anything anymore, or the vitality's not there. So can you just tell us a story? I know you've got lots.
We certainly do, Candace, and we've had a wonderful response from our patients as well who've thanked us for the surgery. Mm-hmm. As well, through the team that we have at Falls Creek Surgical Center, we're not treating these people and these patients and women purely as surgical candidates. Mm-hmm. We're providing an overall approach. We're helping them mentally as well. Mm-hmm. One of my patients who had this procedure done of laser-assisted vaginal rejuvenation, she's a very pleasant lady from South America, and she's a very energetic person with a lot of charisma. She had the surgery done, and I'll stress again that we do the surgery for the woman. Obviously, there's going to be a significant benefit for the man as well, but the surgery is intended for the woman. Mm-hmm. She had her surgery done, and she was thrilled with the results. And a few months after the surgery, she returned to see us at Falls Creek Surgical Center, and she walked through the door, and she gave me this huge hug, and she said to me with her typical South American accent, Dr. Jackson, I have to thank you. You have improved my relationship. Everything's been fantastic. But in particular, Dr. Jackson, with her South American accent, she said to me, I've got to thank you. Ever since the surgery, my organisms are better. So I'm thinking to myself, obviously, this lady means her orgasms are better. Ever since that experience, I've now got to be careful that I use the right word and not call it an organism. So I think in her sincerity, I hopefully have not only helped her in terms of a sexual relationship, but she has a more fulfilled relationship with her partner.
Well, you know, and I'm going to get a little graphic here. So parents, again, be warned. When a woman experiences an orgasm, if her vaginal area is tighter, the sensations are increased. It's true. I mean, any woman out there knows that. And that is important because you should be able to experience the fullness of what the sexual relationship has intended to produce. If it's not producing a good sensation, then nobody's motivated to do that. And then, geez, if we all weren't motivated to do that, perhaps there'd be no babies in the world. We wouldn't want to have kids. Now, Falls Creek Surgical Center also, and yourself, do another procedure, and it's called labiaplasty, and it's a very interesting procedure as well. Can you tell a little bit, first of all, why would someone even know about wanting to have labiaplasty done? What circumstances would a patient come into your office and say, you know, Dr. Jackson, I'm having problems this way, that labiaplasty would resolve that or assist to resolve it?
So the procedure of laser-assisted labiaplasty or designer labiaplasty is offered to those women who are interested in redesigning their labia. Now, when we speak of labia, we're referring to primarily the inner labia and to a certain extent the outer labia, but primarily the inner labia or the inner lips. And these women are generally very much aware and self-conscious of the appearance of their inner labia. They generally are very beautiful women. They've got a fantastic physique. A lot of them work out on a regular basis, and they're unhappy generally with the appearance of the inner lips. Either the inner lips are too long and sagging too much. They might find that the inner lips are asymmetrical, and they would like to have them redesigned or changed. A lot of people want to know if they need to bring in a picture to show me what they're looking for. And generally, that's obviously not necessary, but if they want to do that, that's fine. We want to work with the patients and work with the woman to help them feel confident about the way they look in that very private area. Recently at Falls Creek Surgical Center, we had a patient who came to see me. She's actually an athlete, and she works out at the gym regularly. And she also works, her job is actually being a lifeguard. Mm. And she found that she had such big inner lips or labia that it almost to her looked like she had a scrotum. Oh. And every time she wore very tight clothes like a tight bathing suit at her job, she found that she felt people were looking at her in that area in her crotch because her inner labia was so big. Some other women have said that they, when they work out at the gym, they'll never have a shower at the gym. Mm-hmm. Why are they not showering at the gym? Because they're so self-conscious of what they look like. And remember, mm-hmm. these women have generally got a fantastic body and a fantastic mm-hmm. physique, but they feel that their labia have somewhat let them down. So they'll tell you they don't want to shower at the gym because they're too scared that someone might see what they look like in that part of their body.
And, you know, I appreciate the candidness of this conversation, because there are women out there that are experiencing these very, very private things that you certainly couldn't sit around in a room full of other women with, you know, having coffee and talk about something like that. It's so highly personal, makes them so self-conscious. And for them to know that there's actually a hope, a very private, confidential setting where they can come and feel safe, that they can share exactly what they're feeling, their struggles, and know that Falls Creek Surgical Center cares from the, like you said, from the inner woman and to the outer woman, everything about her, so that she can come and sit down and actually talk about this most self-conscious and sometimes embarrassing situation. And, you know, the example that you gave, I mean, can you imagine that this girl would, you know, have to compensate for that, like maybe wear shorts or do something that may not be appropriate for her uniform, and, you know, to cover up something that can easily be fixed now. And so, you know, for women that are listening out there right now, or if you know people that have sort of talked about it, really accepting our bodies and the reality of the function of us is becoming more normal now. We're talking almost all the time now. I mean, from a kid's point of view, it's very sexual, but from an adult mature point of view, there are issues that need to be resolved with women, and to know that there's hope to get those very, very personal things be repaired and done in such a respectful way and such a confidential way and such a competent way gives women out there hope, because there are women out there that are struggling. And Dr. Jackson, I know you have a 4,000 plus patient load. You're a very popular gynecological surgeon. You're an excellent surgeon with an excellent reputation. And you hear these stories, so we're not making this stuff up. You deal with this every single day. And you have women coming into your office who are struggling with these things. And, you know, I'm so pleased that we have a surgeon here in our country that is willing to take on these sort of cutting edge procedures to help women to be able to resolve those issues and to enhance their lives. So, you know, I want to thank you from a woman's point of view for being willing to hear us and care about the things that matter to us and to work those things out there. And I just want to thank you for that, because I know that that's really important from a woman's point of view. And I know not that you're not busy enough yet, but I know you're a popular surgeon and you're good at what you do, and your resolves and the way you care for your patients inwardly and outwardly reflects greatly to women. So now, just in wrapping up a little bit, I just want to again talk about, we discussed laser-assisted vaginal rejuvenation, which again, for those that are listening, Falls Creek Surgical Center and Dr. Jackson actually do a procedure that allows you to reduce the diameter of the vaginal area to increase sensation and tightness. It's a short stay procedure. You're just gone the next day, or the same day. You are you know, take between, you said, 7 to 10 days to recover from that procedure. And then after 6 weeks, you resume a normal sexual relationship with your partner. And there are good positive results from that. And then secondly, we talked about labiaplasty, which is the outer lips of the vaginal area of the woman, or inner and outer lips. And you're saying that the inner lips are usually the ones that you work on the most that are the problem. And it's not just cosmetics. It's not so these, you know, very few women will sit around walking around, I mean, to be blunt with you, with a mirror looking at themselves. It's actually affecting their personal lifestyle. It's affecting the way that they live. So this isn't just, we're not being lighthearted about this and sensationalistic. There's actually a medical reason behind it and a psychological reason behind it for these women to get these things restored. And what I'm so pleased about is to have a center right here in Vancouver, that Falls Creek Surgical Center, that is willing to open the door to all these cutting edge procedures, from breast augmentation through the navel to labiaplasty to vaginal rejuvenation, and the multitudes of other things that they are willing to do for women to assist them in being all that they could possibly be. I know the way I am now. I did not start off this way. I'm really happy to go back to the way I was born. Nice, beautiful, elastic skin and all the things fixed on me. And I appreciate very much a center that's willing to do that for women. You need to check out Falls Creek Surgical Center's website at www.falscreeksurgicalcenter.com. Go ahead, Susan.
It's www.falscreeksurgicalcenter.com.
And then there's a number that we can call for women that want a private consultation. And your staff are amazingly discreet.
Absolutely.
They are very discreet. So when you phone, you don't ever feel embarrassed. They're so discreet in the way that they handle it. What's the number that they can call, Susan?
The number for a consultation is 604-484-CONSULT.
Which is really easy to remember.
That's right.
And I just want to thank you for your time today, Dr. Jackson, and coming in to Unlocking Secrets for Women and helping us talk about this really sensitive and vulnerable subject for women.
Candace, and I'd like to thank you for making this available to the women out there who are interested and want to get more information. So it's been my pleasure, and congratulations.
Thanks, Dr. Jackson. And Susan, again, you know, it's like your voice is so soothing, and people, when women are listening to it, they can hear like you really do care. And that's a center that really does care.
We do care. And I think, Candace, you've touched on the fact that we all that work there believe in a whole person approach. This isn't just about, you know, a surgery and booking a surgery. It's about meeting the needs of the patient that comes to us, whatever those needs happen to be.
And that gives me such great confidence. Well, I just want to get you to stay tuned for the second half of the show coming up today, which is Lauren Mayencourt, the MLA for Vancouver Burrard, who ran the task force for BC Safe Schools. And we're going to talk about safety in schools and how we've progressed, especially in the light of some of the incidents we've heard in the media. We know there are people are out there who are caring and are working towards this. And we want to hear that from Lauren Mayencourt. So stay tuned for the second half of the show here on Unlocking Secrets for Women.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.